You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, Preston. But can I tell you the story first?
Sure.
I had called tonight and they were supposed to send somebody from Phenomenal Towing. And when I try to reach Phenomenal, this is at 7 o'clock tonight, I couldn't get a hold of them. There was nobody picked up. So I called back. And on your side, they tried, and they couldn't get a hold of him either. So I actually needed someone to come before 10 o'clock my time, Pacific, because I needed a jump so I could bring the car in and get a new battery. But that never happened. It left off that they were still trying to find someone.
Now, yeah, I spoke to you earlier.
So I got
Didn't I speak to you?
Press.
Yeah, and we decided that you would call back in the morning.
Right, but when I spoke, I just got a call from them now, and they said I should call and reschedule to 7 a.m.
Yeah, they don't know that we don't do scheduled tolls.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't do scheduled tolls. So that's why I said that you should call back in the morning.
Right,
I could,
that's
what
I didn't understand more.
And, right. And I did make a notation on your account that you would call back later.
Okay.
And so, when you call back in the morning, then,
okay.
You know, a lot of times I could just make a note saying, you know, let's, for somebody to go ahead, just go ahead. And but I don't think we give, and I'm telling you honestly, we give priorities to those. If you call, then that's when priority is given to it, you know, because I could just put a note on it and then go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No,
go ahead.
But it was from Phenomenal Towing, which was the original people. But only the call came in from a different phone number. So what is it like? Phenomenal Towing and then they just contract out?
No, some of them have two different phone numbers. And then some of them have a driver who's calling from his own personal cell phone. You follow? So the phone number of the company where the building is has a different number from the driver's number. You know, it's like you work for a company, but you have your own phone. And that's the difference. Yeah. So that might have been a driver
from there.
Right.
I think because it was a different number.
Right.
All right. So then Phenomenal then just calls drivers that are registered with them or however it works, who they contract with. So Phenomenal is the one big company.
Right. That's the one we call because we call different companies. So we called them and they accepted the job. But they never showed up. But they never showed up. And for them to call you now, hours later, I'm like, why? Where were they with this energy earlier? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you because at 7 o'clock I had called you guys and then no one showed. Okay.
And they said they would show up. But yeah, if you call back in the morning, I think that we will take priority in going ahead and getting your order dispatched, you know, because you need it done when. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I needed it done. It'll be yesterday.
Right.
When I call in the morning.
Right.
So you work the night shift then?
Yeah, I get off at 6 a.m. I get off at 6 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Central time. But if I'm not here, someone will be here. Someone will answer your call because we are a 24-hour service center. We are a 24-hour center.
Right. Okay. I was going to call you guys at 6:30, which would be 8:30 your time. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That'll work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank
I remember
so
you.
Press.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah. Who couldn't rest? Yes. For your patience.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good rest of your night. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.